Hello and welcome to Crank the Amp.
We're at Cameo in Shoreditch and we are supposed to go to the gig of Slutface and the Beach Baby.
Yep, Slutface, a band you know very well, Aurora, or you know about a lot about.
Yeah, they're a Norwegian pop punk band and a very opinionated feminist band. So we're excited to see them and what they're going to kick up of our show.
Certainly a very exciting prospect. I mean, you got me into them quite recently and... Well, what can you tell us about Beach Baby?
Beach Baby, yeah, they're a bit like, they're a laid-back band, very summery vibes, which I'm very excited for in this cold spring night.
So let's see how it goes then.
Yeah. Well, we definitely need a drink after that warm-up.
Very underwhelming, definitely.
There's something about a band that plays too fast for their own good, isn't there?
There's no real rhythm or tempo at all there. No. It all gone out the window.
The band we're talking about, by the way, is the warm-up act, Bad Nerves.
They are an East London band, aren't they? So
yeah.
A shame not to be too impressed by...
Well, there is good and bad sides to every scene, I guess, and this was definitely a Bad Nerve.
Very good.
I'm very funny. Yeah, so we're going to enjoy our pints now and then up for the next band, Beach Baby.
Yeah, which should be a lot more exciting than what we've just seen, I think.
Hopefully.
I think we know so pretty much, don't we, from what we've seen so far.
Oh, it can't get worse.
No.
Well, it can get worse, actually. They weren't that bad, but, you know. Beach Baby are known for a good live show.
Coldplay could turn up.
Well, that would be interesting. Okay, let's... go and see if the band is actually.
So what did you think of Beach Baby's set?
It was good. We only got here for half of it because we were a bit late.
It was good.
It was good. I've heard not loads, but a few of their songs and it was good.
They have a good presence to the live.
Yeah, they've got a nice presence. They're quite chilled, which is quite
nice. They're quite chill. Like you just like feel like
they're
good. I could be friends with those guys.
Yeah, but, like we just chatted to one of the guys.
Yeah.
My mate's really good mate,
cool.
Massive fan.
Yeah.
She wants her boyfriend. We wanted to get a vinyl signed by them,
oh.
And she was embarrassed to speak to them. And I'm quite I'll speak to anyone. I was like, hi. We just caught you, sir. And then I was like, yeah, look, this is my friend Ailey. And they're like, it was cool. They're really chill.
Cool.
Like, the guy that was going to was really chill.
Yeah,
well, that was a lot better, wasn't it? That was a lot more impressive. Really impressive, actually, for me.
We just saw Beach Baby, and they are fucking great.
I'm glad you added some context there, because I think the alcohol had hit my head a bit there. And,
yeah, in case you can't handle this point. Points in plural, actually.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you're polite.
No, you get drunk on one pint.
But yeah, really, really looking forward to Slutface up next.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, they're a great low band, so hopefully they live up to their potential.
How many times have you seen them?
Don't know. Not that many, I don't know. 3, 4, 5. Who knows?
Yeah, listen to some of their stuff. It sounds like it would translate brilliant into a sort of a live atmosphere.
Yeah, let's talk a bit about more about Beach Baby.
It was very sort of 60s sort of surf with a bit of acid or something, I imagine.
Classic sunshine indie. Yeah, no, what's interesting about their music is the way they use the guitars, because. They layer them in a specific way that's kind of unique for them, which makes their sound more than their kind of not that brilliant vocals.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, it's true.
It's good knowledge.
Well, I did review their album back last summer, so, you know.
But yeah, I can't actually remember the name of the pedal, but they're very big fans of the pedal that makes it sound a bit wonky. I can't think what it's called, though, because I nearly bought one the other day.
Make it sound a bit wonky.
It makes it sound a bit wonky, but I can't think what it's called now.
Factual description from Mr. Cooper Fisk here.
I nearly got... You can buy them for £20 on Amazon. There's a little plug. I don't own the company, but...
Yeah, no, they're good lads, really, and it looks like they have fun on stage and you have fun in the crowd, so what more can you really ask for?
I don't know if I was expecting them to be quite as raucous as they were, actually. Listened to them on Spotify as I came down here, and they're not quite as punchy as I think they were live tonight.
Yeah, no, I feel like their recordings sometimes don't make them justice, because they're a better band than some of the tunes online make it out to be.
I definitely agree, yeah, 100%. So it's that face up next, and we're all very excited, I think, all two of us.
Very. All two of us are very excited.
Yeah. And maybe time for another pint, I don't know.
Yes, that's great music. It's just they got this good mixture of, because they are a very political band, but at the same time they're not in your face about it.
No, it's not overt, is it?
No. Oh my God, I'm gonna find this quote because they told me like this great quote last time I met them, and I have it written down. But what is good about them is that they can have really political songs like Sponge State or Angst, which are really like in your face about feminism and political statement, but then they also have like songs where you're fangirl about record stores, so you just want to go out dancing and get drunk, and I feel
it's impressive that it's sort of such a not young but just starting just, out as a band that they can make that contrast.
I feel like as a band they're a portrayal of our generation, because you want to stand for something but sometimes you just want to have fun.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's true, though. Like, they're just really the same as us. Like, you meet them and they're just like, I need to go because I need to finish my uni assignment. And that's something really real about that. Because you're just like, yeah, I can get that. Because sometimes we need to finish our uni assignment, you know?
Yeah,
most of the time, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not, I think that's something that probably sets them apart from the rest, is the fact they can sort of differentiate between their more serious stuff and then perhaps more
I just feel like sometimes, like, because at least being Norwegian and knowing the mentality behind it, it's just sometimes you have this really political thing where you need to make a statement about something. Like, they make statement about sexism and they make statement about catcalling culture and all that, but at the same time sometimes you just want to sing Take Me Dancing.
And yeah, I have done with it.
Did you see Slutface as well?
Sorry?
Did you see Slutface as well? Though?
They were the people after?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
Cool. Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, it's like...
Remind me a bit of Paramore.
They do, don't they? Like, they have that kind of...
No.
I feel like they're more, like, punk than Paramore.
Yeah, they're kind of pop-punk.
Yeah, they're very
A little more raw than Paramore. Raw than Paramore, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I think it's probably because it was, like... All boys are one girl kind of thing.
Yeah, like you generally get that association.
Yeah,
with that,
like when you like
they're cool people.
Yeah, they seem cool. Yeah, like, it's good.
I'm from the same country, so I.
Oh, but where are you
from? Norway.
Norway.
Yeah.
Is the girl from Norway?
They all them are from Norway.
Are they all from Norway?
Yeah, they just came over.
The girl sounded quite from Norway. The girl is
her family's from America. Yeah, Hayley. Her family's from America.
She's called Hayley.
Yeah.
Like Hayley Williams.
Yeah, that's actually... Hayley, that's true. She basically is Paramore.
Basically Paramore.
No, basically Paramore.
They were cool. I don't know how I like them, because like, I used to listen to Paramore when I was younger.
Yeah.
I don't like it that much anymore, but like, I quite liked it. Like, because it was kind of, it was very
it's like
nostalgic.
Paramore, but it works better for
yeah,
me now than Paramore.
Contemporary, modern.
Contemporary,
Paramore.
Cool
yeah.
Paramore. Yeah.
Yeah, I quite liked it.
Cool.
Like, and I'm not usually into that, which I quite like, so
yeah.
It's good.
Good. So, like, you've been touring the UK now. Like,
yeah.
Where did you play? Was it
played. We came to England at Monday, and we played first. Manchester, then Leeds.
Manchester is supposed to be great.
Yeah, Manchester is really good.
But I feel like the Northern scene in general is better than London.
Leeds
the
is
Northern
also...
crowds are better than ours.
But that's because they're more fucked up. There's nothing to do up north.
And then we had like a driving day from Glasgow last night. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Drove to Brighton and then we came from Brighton today.
Oh,
yeah. So we're going back to Brighton tonight.
Beautiful.
We're playing there tomorrow, so that's
going
to be good.
You're playing there
tomorrow?
Yeah. Where are you playing?
Green Door.
Oh my God, I love that venue.
The Green Door Store.
It's a great venue.
Green Door Store, yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah,
it's so good. I love it.
It's gonna be fun.
So like, don't break anything, because like, it will sound crap. Like, every band I've seen there has broken something.
Seriously?
Yeah, the last one was
like...
Yeah,
you gotta live up to it now, you gotta break something now.
It's a fragile place, apparently.
It's like, it's a fucked up venue, but it's good. But yeah.
No, and then it's Paris on Tuesday, so
Paris.
That's really cool.
That's a,
yeah.
That's a bit of a nice scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really looking forward
to
that. I was
like, Paris, they have good wine.
Yeah.
That'll be
I don't
awesome.
Know, do
yeah,
you drink
Paris
wine?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
A little bit. Red and white.
Both.
But,
yeah.
Like, hey, he's like me.
Nice
it, like, it doesn't even feel weird. Like, oh my god, we're on the cover of the Quran.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty crazy, I guess. It's a lot of fun. It's been good the last day. That was actually a reporter from Glasgow who
yeah.
set that
yeah,
up. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was just like we played in Glasgow last time, and it was just like 10 people there.
Where did you play in Glasgow?
We played. I can't remember the names. It was just we played like three times. This is yeah. On Wednesday was our fourth time in Glasgow.
Oh,
we
really?
Played just like. These two clubs, like next to each other, like every time.
Yeah.
But apparently there was like a reporter from Kerrang there, and he's like, yeah, wrote a piece.
Yeah.
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 Well,
so then
cool.
it makes it worth it, right?
One
of the ten.
People.
Yeah, right.
I'm really sorry, everybody has
so
to 10%
of your
channels
are reporters.
I think we should probably wrap it up there and go inside.